So, the last of the five hindrances is doubt. So, this is a mind that is unsure of itself. And we have doubt in many different areas of our life, but here, the difficult kind of doubt is when we doubt the Dharma teachings, okay? Or when we doubt our own ability, or we doubt whether the path brings the result, okay? That kind of doubt immobilizes us, because they say that we, like with, you have a needle with two points, you can't sew with it, because it doesn't go this way and it doesn't go this way, okay? And so when we have doubt about the teachings, about our own ability, about the path, these kinds of things, then we're really stuck. Okay, and it becomes a very big distraction in our meditation, because then we sit there and we go, well, what am I doing here? And if we're doubting ourselves, then, well, I'm doing retreat, but maybe I should be studying more. But then if we go study, we think, well, I'm studying, maybe I should do more social service and engage Buddhism. And then we do that, and we say, oh, I'm so busy doing that, I need to do more retreat. And so whatever we do, we remain in a state of doubt, so we don't do what we do with our whole heart. Okay? So that clearly saps our energy and saps the purity of our motivation. Because we're not wholehearted in it. We're not, well, maybe I shouldn't. If you're ordained, well, maybe I shouldn't be ordained. If you're not ordained, well, maybe I should ordain. You know? Well, yeah, you know. Okay. And then, you know, we scratch our head with doubt about the teachings. You know, did the Buddha really teach rebirth? I don't know. I think this is a pretty strange thing, you know. And so-and-so in his book said Buddha didn't teach it. Mm-hmm. Well, that person, I don't know, but I find much evidence in the canon to the opposite, that the Buddha quite definitely taught it. But, you know, we get stuck in this doubt. You know, I don't know if I believe in rebirth or not. You know, it's not essential that you decide today that you believe in rebirth. You know, rather than get stuck in the doubt, you know, think about the, you know, all the reasons that are explained for the existence of rebirth. Really think about it, you know, with an open mind. If it still doesn't make a lot of sense to you, put it on the back burner. That's okay. Come back to it later. Practice the part of the Dharma that really makes sense to you and benefits you. And so going ahead like that is much better than getting stuck in the doubt that doesn't get it anywhere. Okay? So, of course, when we're studying and learning, there's so many questions that come up. That kind of doubt is really good, because that's going to encourage us to do more research and think and learn more, you know, and meditate on the teachings. And that kind of, you know, curiosity is not what I'm calling doubt. Here, what I'm calling doubt is really when we get quite stuck and we don't study and try and find an answer, or we study and we don't really think about what we heard with an open mind, or we just sit there puzzling without doing anything. That's what the kind of doubt I'm talking about here. Okay? So the remedy to that is, I think, first of all, to realize that this is a hindrance on the path. So instead of believing that this is a virtuous mind, recognize it as, you know, the ego throwing in some, you know, throwing water on the engine, you know, throwing a wrench in the engine. No, that's better. Some engines need some water. throwing a wrench in the engine, you know, and so we don't get caught up in it, you know. But instead, we really investigate, we learn, we think about, and then we bring some resolution to our doubts. Okay? that clear? Okay. Yeah. But I think especially in our own ability, we should have some confidence, you know, because we call it practice dharma for a reason. Practice means it's something we do again and again and again. Okay? Which means that we don't start the practice having completed everything and knowing how to do everything perfectly. That's not how we begin. You know? So instead of doubting ourselves, I don't understand this, I'm so stupid, is this going to get me anywhere anyway? You know, instead of that, just think, look, I have the Buddha nature, I have the potential to become a fully enlightened being. Yeah, of course there's going to be hindrances from my mind and my karma, but that's nothing new. As long as I have, you know, faith and aspiration and interest and joyous effort and eagerness and I'm willing to put my energy in, then of course I can get somewhere. Yeah? So that kind of faith in ourselves is really important. You know, we shouldn't feel beat down by life. Oh, my life is just one big hindrance, one big obstacle. I want to do so many virtuous things, but I can't. Poor me. You know, that doesn't get us anywhere. So, you know, we should have an optimistic kind of mind and then just go for it. Because a lot of the things that we consider hindrances are not hindrances. It's just our mind making up stupid stories. You know, but if we really try, we'll see that what we consider a huge obstacle might actually fade away. Yeah, without very much effort, if we try. Yeah. But if we tell ourselves it's impossible from the get-go, then it will be. Okay, go for it!